In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The rite of celebrating the Feast of the Cross is usually that we celebrate it twice a year, one in the month of Tut, the one that we are currently celebrating, and another time in the month of Baramhat during the Great Fast. Usually, we celebrate the Feast of the Cross for three consecutive days, and the readings, they are all about something related to the cross. So today the Lord was speaking about how when he came not to do his own will, but the will of the Father. He said, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." Of course, this doesn't mean that the will of the Lord was contradicting the will of the Father, but gives us an example that the Lord, when he was crucified on the cross, this was the best example for subjection and obedience and giving up his own will totally, receiving pain and accepting all of this suffering inflicted upon his body with pleasure, in order that for the goal set before him to save mankind. And actually, while the Lord was saying this, he is in a way hinting to us that I cannot give up my will to the will of God unless I own my will. But the issue is, do we own our own wills? We sometimes assume so, but actually, sometimes this is not the case. A lot of times, we do not own our own will. Let us see who own our wills, and then we will know it by then if we can give it to God or not. Sometimes my will is controlled by a buffed up ego. The ego inside me that makes me direct my will and my actions, it's all about how I think and it's all about how I understand things. Even God himself, I wish in my prayer to pray and say to him, let my will be done, not yours. If this is the case, usually there is a kind of a conflict with God's will. There is an issue about doubting and thinking. Is God wise enough? Really, maybe we will not say it, but deeply inside, the person who his will is owned by his ego, he always think this way, that sometimes God doesn't make sense, but he cannot speak it out. But he can speak and say the church doesn't make sense. That's why the people who has conflict with God in the issue of who is the boss, they usually have issue with the church, and they try to breathe out their anger against God's will by speaking against the church, and always looking to it in a negative way, always criticizing the church. The church always doesn't make sense for them. They have issue because the issue here is directed towards any kind of authority. This issue makes even the person, whenever he reads the Bible, he reads the Bible from above, meaning the Bible is right if it matches my understanding. If the Bible makes sense, if the Bible matches what I think is right, then I follow it. That's why you find many of the ladies who are in a way in this situation, they struggle with the verse that says that for women to submit to their husbands. And they start to find anything to argue against this. The Bible doesn't make sense here because I want, in a way, to run things my own way. People in this situation also, in their minds, they do not need the counsel of anyone. I am wise enough. Who would counsel me? Who would tell me something I do not know? That's why those people, actually, they are putting themselves in deep trouble. The problem is whenever those people are leading others, leading their household, leading their churches, leading their even nations, they take them downhill simply because they are wise enough. I do not need anybody to counsel me. Even if the whole world says I am wrong, no, I am right, because I own my will. My ego tells me that I am right, I know what I am doing. The treatment of this situation is difficult because the person in this situation doesn't know that he is wrong. This is the problem. A blind person assuming in himself that I have an open eye. Any person who refuses the counsel, who thinks of himself that I can make it without asking anyone, will put himself in this situation. We all need that someone come and tell us, maybe you are wrong, this is not right. Maybe you need to reconsider what you are doing. Maybe you need to reconcile with this issue. When we refuse counsel, when we reject all kind of authority, we will fall into this, that our will be owned by the ego, and at that time we will never be able to submit to give it in God's hands. Sometimes my will is not owned by the ego, but actually given to a bad habit or a bad temper. The person in this situation, he says that I know that this is wrong, but unfortunately I cannot help it. I know that saying what I'm saying is not right. I know whenever I go and wander on the internet and seeing this bad stuff, I know that is wrong. I know that whenever I watch a TV and I gave up like many hours watching nonsense, it is wrong, but unfortunately I cannot help it. Here, and what owns my will is the bad habit. I know that smoking is something dangerous, not right, and I wish I never started smoking in first place, but unfortunately I cannot help it. Or a person says that whenever I'm angry, I totally lose control. I have no control on my will. I just say whatever I say, I do whatever I do, and that's it. Here also, the person in this situation is struggling because he feels and he knows that he has no control on his will whatsoever. It is given to another thing. The treatment of this situation is what the people call it, the reverse learning. As I learned something bad, I still can learn something good. As I was given into a bad habit, I can start put myself in a situation where by repeated learnings, I can go and acquire a new and a good habit. The problem with this situation is usually people give up and say that that's it. This is whom I am. I'm not going to change. The people has to accommodate my weakness. They have to work around it and live with it. That's it. I am like this. This is exactly what makes the people in this situation unable to change, not willing to try, just saying that this is whom I am. This is not the case. We were not born bound to bad habits or bad temper. We acquire this. As we acquire this, we can still give it up. We can still learn something different. The treatment of this situation also is by falling on our knees and offering to God fervent prayers in order for Him to change us. The people sometimes when they are eager to change, actually they pray with tears, asking God to change them. I know God that this is wrong what I am doing, and I wish I can overcome it, but I cannot do it on my own. I need your help. This is the time for prayer offered with diligence in order for God to change us. Sometimes my will is given this time to anyone at any time. Those people has a problem with approval. So I will be doing anything that makes others to accept me and approve me. A child who grew in his house, always hearing criticism all the time, with no compliment whatsoever. Everything he's doing is wrong, need to change, he is clumsy, he doesn't understand. This person, whenever he goes to school and meet with others, he wants to receive acceptance. And he will do whatever it takes in order for others to compliment him or her. So this person, he will give up his will freely to others, to whoever is going to say something good about him. This person, as if he was saying, I cannot say no to anyone. I was not trained to say no. I just follow others in exchange for their approval. If anyone tells me anything that makes me feel good about myself, I will just give up my will to him. This person can lead me and do whatever he wants me to do. The problem here also is very dangerous, because simply we are might be giving our own will to ungodly people who can lead us astray, away from God. People in this category might fall into drug addiction just because they wanted to be approved and loved. They will go and do silly things and say silly stuff only to be like accepted. People will love what they are doing. The treatment of this situation is that at that time I should be seeking God's approval. I should be in a way trying to make a new kind of a relationship, a friendship with the one whom I'm going to seek his approval. I'm going to feel his presence, his love towards me, and at that time I will just do whatever he wants me to do to get his approval, not other people's approval. This is, in a way, a very dangerous situation. A lot of the kids are taken into bad relationships simply because they are seeking to be accepted, to be approved, and they give up their will to others. We move into then a good kind of dealing with my own will. In the fourth category, I own my will, but with much struggle. I still in control. Whenever something bad thought come to me, I struggle with it. Sometimes I fall, sometimes I can make it, but at the end of the day, I was given from God some kind of control. This is good. This is something that's so much good whenever we are here. The only problem is we are, in a way, there is agony, there is pain, there is day-to-day suffering, because I have every day to face challenges. I have to go every day through a narrow gate. I'm still feeling uneasy with following the commandment of God. But this is a good step if we are here. What we need is that I have to be aware with the very beginning of every thought that comes to my mind. It is easy to struggle with the thought at its beginning, whenever something is suggested to me. It's hard whenever I leave this thought to dwell and starts to grow, and I meditate in evil, and I dwell in unclean thoughts. At that time, it will be very hard. It will take much effort to subject this thought. The fifth, and the one that the category that the Lord is speaking about, that God owns my will. He leads me wherever he wants. At this stage, I own my will, but I give it all to God. That's why I have no problem at this time. I feel peace. I do not have any kind of, in a way, a debate in my mind if God is wise enough to deal with my life or not. The struggle that's with the people in group 4 is not with the people in group 5. That's it. I gave up to him willingly, and I am glad that I am here. When I pray and I say, "Thy will be done," I mean it. I pray for it. I wish that this will be always the case. God will take care of everything. He makes all the decisions in my life. Every day I started in my praying, asking God what you want me to do. I will just do whatever you want me to do. I will say whatever you want me to say, and I will refrain from whatever you don't want me to be in. In this phase, whenever we are here, we start to enjoy peace. At that time, our will reconciled with God's will and became his. That's what the Lord said when he said, "I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me." Very calmly, very peacefully, surrendering to the will of God the Father. It's something that we think about it today, celebrating the Feast of the Cross. Every time we look at the Lord on the cross, we see a man, God, who gave up his own will, and he was pleased to be lifted up and crucified. It's an example before our eyes on how we should lead our lives, submitting to him, giving up to his own will in our lives. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.